Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 19th day of March. Our prep tip today is to, I want to encourage all of you to get all your team members to, not one, but 2, U.S. government issue, military issue, ponchos. I like the woodland pattern for where I am in South Central Missouri. You may want a different camouflage pattern. Be sure to get at least 1 poncho liner for each team member also. It's not the best sleep you've had, a poncho and a poncho liner, but it certainly will help. It's better than nothing at all. Well, we're very pleased to have with us the second hour our friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we will move forward here with Firearms Monday. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. And first off, to all of our listeners, thank you for emails and texts and everything, wondering where we were. I apologize if I haven't gotten back to everyone. Quick explanation, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas Day, I got notified that I had pancreatic cancer. And the VA, being far better than most people believe they are on the television and radio and with the mass media, they jumped onto everything. Special thanks to Dr. Vopicelli and Dr. Lopez at the Albuquerque VA Hospital. They jumped through hoops, pulled strings, changed appointments and everything to get all the necessary tests and everything done. And the 26th of February, we went, which was the last show that I did with you, John. We had finished up the gun show in Las Cruces there, and we headed for Tucson. And the following Thursday, which was 2 weeks ago, last Thursday, they did a massive surgery on me. It took 14 hours, and we've been recovering ever since. So ladies and gentlemen, I apologize on missing on Firearms Monday. My clock has been totally screwed up since the surgery. We're in a learning curve right now on a few things. And they did find cancer in some lymph nodes, so we're still not out of the woods yet. But, John, I hopefully, if I can just get this stupid clock reset, which also we went through the time change too, which hasn't helped, hopefully we won't miss anymore.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you back, Jimmy, and glad to hear you're making some progress. It's a tough road that you've got to go here. Well, one of the things that our listeners look forward to every Monday is the firearms tip of the week. What would that be today, sir?
Well, our tip of the week comes from one of the guys at the gun show this weekend. Yes, we just got home from the hospital last Tuesday. And so we did do a gun show this weekend, much to the chagrin of some people. But my thing is I cannot pick up anything over 8 pounds, and I can't bend to pick anything up because of the way they did the surgery. But one of the guys that I was talking to this weekend has been training with his kids and everything and teaching them all of their handguns and all. And the tip of the week is let your kids or your partner pick the drill. This gentleman, he's got a 14-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. And they'll go through their normal shooting sequence at the range, practice, and make sure sights are on and things like that. And the kids like, one of their favorites, of course, is shooting like a pop can or shotgun shell or something, bouncing it out to as far as it'll go, and whoever misses, then start all over again. And one that they've played that I have not tried yet is they shoot darts at 25 yards, and they use the 22 rifles or the pistols. And so experiment with your teams, ladies and gentlemen, and your youngins, and let them pick the drills so that it'll, you know, the young people and everything are always looking for a challenge between themselves. Believe me, they can get mom and dad into trouble real quick trying to keep up with them. So that's our firearm tip of the week. And I want to put a big shout out to Bill, who might be listening, that was telling me about that.
Okay, explain a little bit more about this shooting darts thing. How does that work?
The way they explained it to me, he has found some targets that are a dartboard, and they're designed for knife throwing, or they're just paper targets. And what they do is they put them up, and I've never played darts in my life, but evidently in throwing darts, you go for certain numbers, or evidently, the dartboard is divided up into a center. Each number's got like three different sections, and you have to do them in sequence or something like that to win. And so what they do is they use a standard dartboard game. He told me there's a couple of books out there that's got different games in it for darts. But they actually play that sequence, but they do it with the rifles and the pistols.
Okay. All right.
So
that makes sense.
Kind of like tic-tac-toe or checkers or something like that. It's taken a board game or a wall game, I guess you'd say, with darts and converting it to using firearms.
Something that was, it reminds me, Jimmy, some of it was popular in the 1950s. I was starting to read the firearms publications around 1954, 1955, along in there. They would take a sheet of aluminum, thin aluminum, thin gauge aluminum, maybe a 12 gauge or maybe not even 12, more like an 18 gauge aluminum sheet, and like you'd get in a hardware store, and then use the rifle or pistol to make a drawing or the image of a flower or it could be a dog or the head of an Indian or whatever with the with the bullets making the outline of the image of whatever object they were trying to show. That was something that was popular for a while there in the mid-1950s.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the... it was a guy that used to shoot for Winchester, the trick shooter.
I know who you're talking about. Right.
People would throw blocks into the air, and he'd shoot them, and put a candle out, and split a playing card. He was real big around Boy Scout jamborees and stuff and everything, too. I'd like to find some videos of some of those old guys and everything. That would be fun to watch. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is absolute skill. That's not accuracy, and that's not marksmanship. That is absolute skill, because it's snap shooting. And I don't know why we don't have guys like that anymore, John. That would be interesting.
How about Tom Knapp? Does that sound familiar?
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I'd have to do some research on that. Ladies and gentlemen, this gun show was good because everybody had missed us and things like that. And got to see a lot of our regular customers again. A lot of business went through. It was a good gun show for us. But we got the... talked to a lot of people about a lot of things that were going on. John, I don't think I have seen so many boxes containing rifles and shotguns leave a gun show than I have since the Obama time. I'm not really sure what's going on. I know there's a lot of scare out there with different things, and I have missed some of the news since I've been down.
Yeah, I got some follow-up on that, Jimmy. I got a call from a bank employee just last week, and I talked to him briefly. He and some of the other bank employees all interested in getting their concealed carry permit training. I haven't had any interest in concealed carry permit training in more than a year since they changed Missouri law. There's something happening at a very foundational level with Americans nationwide. I think it's direct. My belief is direct consequence of this mass media attention to firearms that's been given since the Florida school shooting, with all the anti-gun hysteria going on. I believe it's waking up a lot of people to their personal need to be proficient in arms and get arms. What do you think, sir?
That's very probably it, because very probably. Okay, my language is off this morning again. But there were numerous handguns bought this. I talked to a couple of the commercial dealers, and they haven't had a show this good, especially in the Carlsbad area, since early last year, about this time last year. So we sold several uppers this time around. We sold a lot of accessories this time around. We ran out of bipods. We ran out of scopes. I've got probably three or four custom bills that are going to come out of this show. And so, ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up, and I've got to do a little bit more fishing to find out just what people are thinking, and to get some idea of where this mentality is going, because something is happening, ladies and gentlemen. And people are waking up to the threat, I think, that is out there right now. I had several bring up comments that they were questioning Trump, if or not he was going to go with a gun ban thing. I still don't believe he is. I think he's playing fourth-dimensional chess and keeping everybody of the average nature in the Democrat Party just totally turned upside down. But don't know what's going on, but I can see it happening. And it's almost like you said, John, it's people are waking up to a need that they've got to do this, and they're just doing it. So we shall see. We've got a few more gun shows over the next couple of months. We'll just try to keep a track on it and see what kind of answers
I've seen
that we
it. I've seen this before. I've seen this before, Jimmy. A very dear friend of mine. He's Jewish. He's a Air Force veteran. He was a security officer, security police. He left the Air Force, got a 4-year degree, started his own business, and never after he left the Air Force, he never touched a firearm again until 20-something years later, when Congress passed the assault weapons ban and high capacity magazine ban. And within days of that passage, he's talking to me about firearms, and he says, here's what he said. I can paraphrase what he said. He says, John, you know, I think I better get myself a couple of guns. So, yeah, he buys himself an AK-47 and a 1911 Colt. And he had no particular need or desire to own any firearms at all until the passage of that legislation. And I think we may be seeing a similar phenomenon going on here, Jimmy, where people are getting a wake-up call, and they're acting on that wake-up call, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I believe that's it 100%. The incident in Florida, these children that are getting manipulated by Soros and other people, and ladies, do not doubt me, ladies and gentlemen, because that is exactly what's going on. These Democrat organizations are brainwashing these kids. They're giving them scripts to go by because, and it's proven easily, because when reporters go to talk to the kids and start questioning them, they don't have answers. All they've got is the cut and dry stuff that they are
right.
given their
there's no depth. There's no,
they're trying
no,
to say.
There's no depth of knowledge. No depth of knowledge behind what they say. They're empty, you know, empty shirts saying words that they've been told. There's nothing to back up what they say. They simply don't have that depth of knowledge. We got a caller on hold here. My co-host and a fellow radio talk show host at Republic Broadcasting, Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good, good.
Oh, I'm here.
Understood, buddy. Hey, John, the only reason I called in, I was listening to what Jimmy was saying. Of course, I was listening on a 10-minute delay about all the guns being sold, you know, all the, and the accessories and all that. And, yeah, I think people are worried. But I've been noticing something. As you know, I have pretty much nothing to do but follow what's going on in the nation and the world. But to me, there seems to be a very strong undercurrent where people are believing the deep state is going to pull off something really spectacular, read really bad, in the very near future, because they're fighting for their very existence. I'm getting, you know, I've been following that QAnon to some extent. I listen to pretty much everything Rory Potter puts out, what's her name, Tracy Beans. You know, I'm not saying these people are 100% correct, but I think that they are picking up on people are feeling. I mean, just my opinion. What do you guys think?
You put what John was just saying into a little bit simpler terms.
Okay.
The subconscious of the American people, even though they don't understand it, is starting to click and tell them that if they don't do it now, next month may be too late.
Agreed.
It's because these people were very happy with what they were doing. Another thing, John, that I noticed that was quite interesting, I had several people come by me because the other dealers pointed in my direction. And I probably did 30, maybe even more, AR-15 familiarization demonstrations over the weekend.
Oh, all right.
Break time.
Way to go. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of March. Well, it's getting close. The Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas is coming this weekend. I will be the keynote speaker. If you're planning on attending, why not get yourself a 20% discount, $20 discount, I should say, on the tickets for the live performance. You can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, to get your promotion code for the $20 discount. If you can't be there in person, a 20% discount off the live feed version. Okay, we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling. We're talking about firearms, the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, everything imaginable. And we're attempting to determine why we've got this sudden increase in the interest in firearms purchases and in training both. And Jimmy, just before the break, you were giving a short dissertation on your showing people how to, I guess, field strip a AR-15. Is that what you do?
Yes, sir. The dealers know where I'm at on the evil black rifles and everything, as we affectionately call them. But Gary had asked me if I would take a moment and show a guy that was just buying a gun, they were waiting on the background check to finish, how to tear it down and everything for cleaning all. I said, sure. And it was good for everybody because they would bring it over, we'd open the box, I'd show them the basics of it, and we'd always have a few people stop and start watching. And I did this probably close to 30 times over the whole weekend, not just with Gary, but with a couple of other dealers. And show the people how to open up the rifle, remove the bolt, fuel strip the bolt, put it back in, do a function check. The most common problem that people have on doing that is getting the firing pin on the wrong side of the cotter key. And just after I would do it, then I would have the customer go through and fuel strip the bolt and put it back in and close it, open it back up, and then pull it out again. If the customers know that much about the gun, then they can properly clean and maintain the gun. And we did that over and over and over again. And at one point, Teresa was giggling because we probably had about 25 or 30 people around where I was doing this, kind of blocking the aisles a little bit, just all watching. And it was fun. It was, especially from what I've been through, it was really fun to kind of get into that real quick. And Teresa said it was good therapy for me. But
good. Good to hear.
The individuals that are buying these rifles and everything are different than the ones that were buying them back during the Obamacare, because they're asking the dealer, you know, how do I tear this down? How do on the pistols, you know, how do I take the slide off and things like that? And this is a different group of people, ladies and gentlemen, that was 6 or 8 years ago. Running out, buying the gun, leaving it in the box, and sticking it in the closet until they need it, and then trying to figure it out. These individuals are finding out as much information before they leave. And we gave out several hundred cards, so I know that we're going to have some people from the show and everything contacting us about other instruction. But it was a really interesting gun show. And, Tim, I think you're absolutely correct. I think what John said earlier, you put it into a simpler word. They feel the change coming on. And they're reacting to it not in a knee-jerk fashion, but in an educated guess fashion. So that's where I think we're at right now.
Well, I agree. Of course, I agree. And if people are having similar feelings, all you men and women listening out there, that maybe it's time to check out your inventory of firearms, the accessories that go with them, the ammunition, the magazines. It may be time to check out that inventory, make sure that everything is properly cleaned and good state of repair, will perform the way you expect it to perform, and then buy more ammunition. You can never have too much ammunition or too many magazines, can you, Jimmy?
No. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing on the AR platform, I've spoken quite often that if you've got an AR lower and you've got different calibers, say you've got a 5.56 upper and you've got a 300 blackout upper, there are all different colors of electrical tape out there. And our bottom of the arborite.
There it is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of March. Let's not forget my training exercise I've got at my website. It's Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People are always asking me, John, when's it going to happen? What's it? Well, it could be any number of scenarios. I list about five of them there. Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You pick out the one you want to prepare for. It could be EMP, Violent Earth Changes, World War III, a couple of others. And start getting ready. Time's a waste. Start getting ready. That's the whole purpose of that, is to motivate people to start getting ready. Of course, also my website is something that will help you in your daily life. Almost everybody listening to me out there has issues with pain and or issues with sleep. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, almost without a doubt, the energy cleaner will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will help there also. Only $285 shipping included. Yeah, I use mine every night. I'm into my eighth year of using the energy cleaner here. I'm glad that I do. And you will also. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. I'm shipping out one this morning, today to a gentleman bought one along with a full-size pad, by the way. We have the pads that go with the energy cleaner. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, and, of course, a handy travel size. All the details are there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. I really like PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I'm the guy that boxes these up and ships them. This is my home business. That's what it is. Here's the toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're talking to Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Well, Jimmy, with all this increased interest in firearms, I think people need to be reminded about the Oops Kits, don't you?
Yes, sir. We've got several of them in stock for the AR platforms, and we can build them up for other rifles and handguns and everything. So they can email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com and tell us what they've got. We'll work with them, and either if we've got it in stock, we'll get it to them, or we'll put them one together. And
let me interrupt you, Jimmy, please. If you do this, ladies and gentlemen, if you get yourself an Oops kit, is a spare parts kit for your rifle, shotgun, or pistol, and Jimmy will work with you to put one together, you'll put yourself in the elite of the elite when it comes to firearms ownership and maintenance. I would say 1% or less of firearms owners in this country have any spare parts for their firearms. What do you think, Jimmy?
That's very close, John, yes. The simple fact of it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're cleaning your rifle and you have to tear it down just a little bit further than normal to fix something or clean something, and you lose a spring or you lose a detent that prevents your safety from working properly or prevents the takedown pins or something from remaining in place, you've got a situation, ladies and gentlemen, that where the rifle may function, but it'd be dangerous. And in the worst-case scenario, you lose a particular spring or pin, and the gun won't function at all. Or you have a firing pin that wears or breaks or a firing pin spring. Things like that, ladies and gentlemen, just a small $1 part reduces a rifle to a club, and it's not really worth it. And these Oops kits, ladies and gentlemen, I think the most expensive one that I've got for the AR platform, which has duplicates of everything, is like $23 or $24. Very, very, very cheap insurance. And these kits, you take the items out of the kit, you put it in a small unbreakable black plastic vial or even a Ziploc baggie, heavy-duty Ziploc baggie, and it'll fit in a storage compartment on the gun so that it's always with the gun. And you've got it when you need it. Very, very important items. And it's not just DARs, ladies and gentlemen. That's any rifle or handgun. Just a few minor springs and pins and everything make life a lot better. What I was saying before the break, John, for the people that have AR platforms with different caliber uppers, you don't want to grab the 5.56 ammo and try to use it in your 300 blackout or vice versa. What you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is identify your magazines. Cheapest way of all is simply paint. All of my 5.56 magazines, the bottom inch and a half of them have a band of tan paint on them. My 300 blackout, which is another, it's a very versatile round for the AR. It gives you both hypersonic and subsonic ammunition. I prime it with gray, and then I put a black band on the bottom of it. 204 Ruger, I use green, forest green. But what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is color code these magazines in such a way that even in low light conditions, you can tell if you're grabbing the right one. Very embarrassing, and also can be dangerous if you grab the wrong ammunition for your rifle and or even your pistol. On my 1911 Johns, you know that I've been working on building multiple caliber 1911s for some time. And I color code the bottom of my 1911 mags same way. And ladies and gentlemen, you just want to, what you want to do is everything that you do in identifying ammunition, magazines, or anything else, think low light, nighttime with a nightlight or something that you can tell real quick either by feel. You know, you can put contact tape on different points of it so that you can tell if it's on the sides, it's this caliber, if it's on the bottom, it's this caliber, if it's in the back, it's this caliber. If there's two pieces on it, it tells you. What you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to be able to identify by sight or touch and be able to have the right ammunition, the right magazine for the gun that you're running right then. And it just goes back to the common sense factor, ladies and gentlemen. We make things simple, and we keep them simple. In our training, we do the same thing. We keep things simple, and then once we've got that down pat, then we start expanding just a little bit. And I'm starting on a new experimental build, John, that you might find interest in. It's based on the SR-25, which is the sniper version of the AR-10 semi-auto, and new barrel combination and stuff like that. I'm working on building a 1 mile 308.
No kidding.
Yep. And right now, preliminary tests, everything that I've done, it looks like it's going to be quite doable. So,
what kind of energy does a 308 projectile have at 5,280 feet?
Well, at 1,825, where it goes subsonic, 1,825 yards, 220-grain bullet is down to 640 foot-pounds of energy, which
That's a heavy projectile. That's a heavy, heavy bullet for a 308.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. And that's what I'm developing this platform around. I've changed the twist on the barrel and everything, and it's proving to be an interesting challenge, but it looks like it's going to work. And it's just something I wanted to do.
I usually see the 220 grain used for subsonic work as opposed to the long range work. But if you get enough powder behind that sucker, I guess it would reach out there.
Yes, sir. Hornady came out with a new bullet latter part of last year, and it's called the ELD, Extremely Low Drag. And they've got a couple of variations of it. They've got a match bullet and then what they call the LDX, which is actually better than the match bullet. And that's what we're experimenting with right now. And there's some things, ladies and gentlemen, I could get into in talking ballistics that I would lose you in the first phrase, but when you come down to such things as sectional density and ballistic coefficient, the performance of a bullet is determined by that. So we'll keep everybody posted, John. And I had a lot of interest in it because I was showing the gun at the gun show. And also, for your interest, I'm getting ready to, under the tutelage of my mentor, I'm getting ready to build my first two 1911s that'll be able to be sold. They're not on the 80% frames. They're on commercial frames. And actually, they're going to be two multi-caliber kits, 45, 10 millimeter, and 38 super.
Okay.
And that's a project I'm looking forward to get started on. We talked about it this weekend. and we'll see how it goes.
Well, 10 millimeters, yeah, 10 millimeters undergone a resurgence of popularity. The manufacturers have finally figured out how to build pistols that will stand up to the punishment of that recoil, which is terrible in that 10 millimeter, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And the 1911, the frame, the grip angle and everything on it, several companies are manufacturing 1911s and 10 millimeter, because just like everything else, when they built the 1911, they built the perfect platform, and it absorbs the recoil quite well, and with different recoil springs and such, you can manage the recoil even better, and so it's exciting. It's something that we're looking at going on with it. Again, it's something I can do quietly, and I don't have to do a lot of lifting working on it.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd hate to see an 8-pound 1911.
Yeah, seriously, that would be quite a piece of work, and most people would have a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, like the guy. Like the guy about 3 years ago who cloned two 1911s side by side to shoot them both as one pistol.
Yeah, I still haven't quite figured that one out yet.
Well, it's a novelty. It's a novelty.
Yeah,
it serves no useful purpose, but it's a novelty.
Now,
If you got a question or comment for Jimmy, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
One thing that I have talked to a couple of customers about, and it's an interesting project. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you are familiar in the war movies and everything, especially Vietnam era forward. You'll see the soldiers with their M16s, and they'll have the grenade launcher on the bottom. And I was approached by a sheriff's deputy about a week before we did the surgery thing. And we are looking at mounting either a Mossberg or a Remington action and barrel to a mount that will go underneath a AR-15 platform.
Well, that's been done. So there's nothing new about that, Jimmy. There's nothing new about that. That's been done.
Right. What we're doing, though, is looking at doing it a little bit more cleanly on it. And so that's something we've been playing with for a couple of people. And it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. And it's been really interesting. This surgery, ladies and gentlemen, was kind of a wake-up call to me. This gun show was a show me on it, because I've got to limit myself and I've got to slow down a little bit, which for me is very hard. My metabolism has been one that is stuck in overdrive since I was probably about 4 years old. And I've just constantly been going and going and going. So now I'm going to have to let my brain do the work and kind of keep my body in check, John. But
well, that may be a refreshing change of pace for you, Jimmy. And I would look for it as a learning. I would look to it as a learning opportunity and a way to do things more efficiently than you did in the past. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
No, that was the hardest part for me was yesterday loading out. Teresa did teardown and everything in just absolutely record time. I mean, she had everything down and toted and trunked up and everything in about 45 minutes. And I was looking at, I'd already moved the trailer into position and was looking at how her and I were going to load this. And about that time, our friend Dave and Eli, the show promoter, and Phil and a couple others showed up and says, "You point, we'll move." And that was hard for me. I'm used to doing it all on my own. And right. So It's great, John, to see that you have so many friends out there and people that care and are concerned and jump in and sweat a little bit and exert a little bit rather than just tell you that they'll pray for you.
There you go. We got a caller here. We got a caller on hold. We got Dana, Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah. I wanted to ask your opinion on a new a load that's been advertised in the Rifleman magazine here lately. It's from a company called
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday the 19th. Dan, you were making inquiry about a new loading on a caliber. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a new loading on the 9mm. It comes from a company. Their website is novxammo.com. And they're taking a, let's see, what do they call it? It's a, where is this thing at? Shoot. It's copper and polymer projectile, of 65 grains and running it at over 1,700 feet a second, which produces 422 foot-pounds, which they say is more energy than the 45 ACP. Have you gotten any feedback on this or aware of it?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a couple of similar ideas out there on frangible ammunition that a couple of companies have made, and the concept is not new. Doing a very light bullet with combination of materials and pushing them at a very high rate of speed. But I wrote that down, and I'll look into it and see what I can find out. And next Monday when I'm on the air, we'll see if we can come up with some answers for you on it.
Yeah, they're pretty proud of them. They're getting about $2 a pop. But what I would love for you to find out is if we can find the projectiles so we can load our own.
That
they
would
say
be
it's a copper poly. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Sounds like you've got a lot of fingers out there. You maybe could find out where we could get the projectiles. I'd love to see that loaded in the little 380. That could really give that a good steroid injection, you know, if it'll do the same for that, is it not the same, but similar to the 9, that could really improve
right.
that 380. All right, that's all
yeah,
I had. Just
look
into that.
Well, thank you, Dan. We appreciate
all right,
your call.
Sir.
We don't have time for any more calls. Well, Jimmy, it's good to have you back, and will you be able to make the full 2 hours next week, do you think?
I plan on it, John. Ladies and gentlemen, my goal is to not miss any more time, and I apologize again for missing what I have, because I really miss talking to our friends every Monday morning. It's my start to the week, and it makes me feel great, John.
Well, this 2 hours every Monday has become very popular with our listeners, and we want to continue doing that as long as we can, Jimmy. So we look forward to having you back next Monday and many, many more Mondays into the future.
Yes, sir. We plan on
all
being
right.
there. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you've got any questions, JIMI@HDC-NM.com or DesertEagleShooters.com. And we'll work with you, and we'll see if we can get everything up and running and make it even better.
Sounds good. Jimmy, appreciate you being with us. Look forward to heading back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you
okay. Later. All right. A good way to start the week. I got a busy week myself. I'll be headed down to Dallas Friday and look forward to seeing a lot of you folks there. Don't forget, if you want $20 off the ticket to get in there, just go to my website to get the promotion code and get $20 off the entrance fee there for the Hear the Watchman event. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.